One perfectly ripe summer day, I left the castle wearing a clean red dress and carrying a basket. I told a man from the village that I wanted to have supper in my favorite field, and he should join me. I'd been working to copy my older sister's smile, the one she used to make men say yes without thinking. And that was what Pietro did. We set off up the mountain, talking of small things. His trip to the Violetta coast, the new grapes he would harvest this year. He had no reason to suspect that the basket swinging from my arm was empty. The hike from the village started out hot and stayed hot. By the time we reached the crossroads, Pietro and I were shedding drops of sweat as fast as the earth could drink. We crested a ridge, and I came to a stop.
"This is your favorite field?"
Pietro asked. "Yes," I said, clutching at a breath. "Isn't it perfect?" The flowers were wilted and as white as old bone. The grass had given up and matted itself in defeat. Pietro gave me a look, one I had seen on dozens of different faces in Chiesa. People thought I was odd. Not a liar, a strega, or a thief of men's lives. I spent my days with my half-brother, Luca, or I wandered the mountain alone. Odd. I hadn't made friends with the girls in the village. Odd. If I wanted to live among the people on this mountain, I would have to keep earning that title. I couldn't have anyone scratching to see what was underneath it.
"Where would you like to eat?"
Pietro asked. I led him to a spot with fewer spiking weeds. The gentians and poppies that warred brightly on other slopes were missing here. I loved this field, not for its beauty, but for where it sat on the mountain, tucked out of sight. Pietro shaded his eyes against the sun and gave me the wobbly smile of someone who thinks he might have made a mistake, but still hopes to gain from it. I put down the picnic basket and wiped the sweat from my palms. It was time to work. First, I took Pietro's measure. He was older than me by half a lifetime, and I could see years of sun and wind trapped in his warm brown skin. He worked grape fields that had been owned by his father, now his. He had a number of lovers besides his wife. She probably kept her own, but she didn't get to boast of them in town, lilting their praises over cheap wine. And then there were Pietro's children, two little boys with hazelnut eyes. I had seen them hanging off him like a coat rack. I wanted to dislike him. It would make the rest of this easier. I'd been staring for a while, one benefit of being the odd Di Sangro girl, when Pietro stepped in to tuck a bit of wayward hair behind my ear. He pitched his voice low, a bit rough, a bit gentle. "You look hungry, Teodora." This wasn't the first time a man had brought his own ideas up the mountain. Having a father in the castle meant all I had to do was say no to make this attention dissolve like snow at high summer.